Good afternoon. Welcome to Strands of Wisdom. We are coming to you live today on August 29th, 2024 on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. My name is Kay Dragon, and my co-host is Maureen Hauer. We thank you for choosing to spend the next hour with us. If you're new to 12 and 12radio, what you can do if you'd like to get into the chat room and ask some questions, because we probably will be doing some if time allows, we'll be doing some little mini readings. You can go to the chat button on the 12radio page, and that will take you over to Facebook, where our chat room is. And you can, if this is your first time, you can ask to be allowed in. And of course, Jay's going to let you in. And then you can ask us questions and hang out with us. We so sure appreciate it. Anyway, Maureen, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm okay. Not doing too bad. Did a show this last weekend and had something happen that was like kind of, I don't know, it was like freaky and special at the same time. So I was going to talk about that a little bit. But yeah, I'm doing all
right.
Please
do, yeah.
Oh, well, I did a show up in Boulder. And here in Colorado, Boulder used to be called 40 square miles surrounded by reality. And things happen in Boulder.
Yeah.
There's a lot of vibe, you know, different kind of vibe and high energy, you know, super, super good stuff, you know. So I'm doing this show. It's a show I've not done at that location before, although I have done a show for that, for, you know, the promoter before. Mm-hmm. So, it was kind of slow, and I see this big guy coming along, a grandpa, you know, looked like Santa Claus, but and he had his little granddaughter with him, and he was carrying her. She's about 4 years old. And so they walk up to the reader next to me, and they say hi, and she says hi, and they visit a minute. And then she walks over to me, the four-year-old walks over to me, and she goes, "I remember you." I said, "Really?" And the grandpa and I look at each other like, "Really?" And she said, "Yeah, I remember you." And grandpa says, "Well, where do you remember her from?" And she said, "I remember her when I was in my mommy's tummy." And that kind of, yeah, kind of freaked me out a little bit. And then I thought, well, she's four. But, you know, kids will say stuff that sometimes it's coming from like a past life or, you know, something metaphysical somewhere, you know, spiritual reincarnation. I mean, I don't know what that was. But it was really sweet. And she sat there for a minute. And I have a thing where I hand out fortune cookies after the reading. I'll say, "Here's a little, another part of your reading." And I open the box and people love it. I give them a fortune cookie. So I opened a fortune cookie and I opened it for her. And then she was done. You know, that her attention span was gone and she was gone and went on her way. But what it did was it made me think about an event that happened when I was pregnant with my son, who's now an adult, you know, older adult. And I was near delivery, and I went to my husband's grandmother's house. And this is a really old house in Pennsylvania. So I'm upstairs in bed. He left for work. All of a sudden, I get this feeling, and I look over in the corner, and there appeared an overstuffed chair, like a big old fat armchair, you know, one of those old-fashioned ones, and a little boy was sitting on the arm of the chair, and I looked, and I thought, wow, you know, and then I heard the words, "February 16th, 9 months, 9 months," and I'm like, wow, February 14th. Well, he was born on the 16th, which was a very short time after that, but that was my son. So later, when I look at pictures of him, you know, as a toddler, or remember him as a toddler, that was him coming to see me. And I thought, wow, you know, that was incredible to me. So that's what this reminded me of with this little girl. And it was just fascinating, but it was so natural for her. Oh, I remember you. And, you know, I'd never been there before. I'd never been around those folks before. So I don't know. It's got me thinking. Maybe too much.
Yeah.
I don't know. Wasn't it? And it's so sweet. It's like this child, this cherub, you know, this sweet little innocent soul, you know. Maybe I reminded her of somebody, you know, I don't know. So, but it was kind of a sweet moment.
I don't know if it's reminded you her of someone. It just seems like
maybe I travel a lot. Maybe I'm on the astral
yeah.
plane a lot. I don't know. It's kind of
Well,
funny.
when kids are really young like that, my oldest daughter used to, well, it went into her adulthood too. She'd go downstairs by herself. It was just weird at my mother's house. And she came upstairs and told us that she was down there playing with, and talking to this man. And he was telling her that he had a little dog and what the dog's name was, and that he had a little girl too. And she says, "Well, and when we took a little trip over the moon and came back again." And my
Oh.
mother looked at me kind of odd, and it was matter of fact for her. She had invisible friends, this and that. And my mom looked at me odd because she had a boss that she worked for, who was a photographer. And one day he came over to her house and asked if he could store some things there. And she said, sure. He stored some things down in the basement and went out in his car and drove somewhere and shot himself in the head.
What?
He committed
Oh
suicide.
my
And
God.
I just, we totally think that that was that fellow. And he
It
was
might have been
talking to
him.
Sue. She connected with
Oh
him, you know,
my God.
and it's like that kind of that theme stuck with her forever. And we thought it was just my mom's house, basically.
Okay.
But there, you know, it's happened to her at other places too. She doesn't like it. She really doesn't. She likes healing and things like that, but not so much in that kind of a realm. Some strange things have happened around that. But I think children are so open to
Yeah.
that type of thing, to reincarnation. It's like they just came from spirit, you know,
Yes.
they came from that beautiful place, and that some of
Yeah.
those memories are still there.
Yeah. I know when my son was, he was probably about 2 or 3. He goes, "I want to go back to Chicago, Mama." I'm like, "Chicago? We have never been to Chicago." And he used to talk about Chicago. I'm like, okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he was quite interesting. Yeah. But I don't know. I chalk it up to that because I've always believed in reincarnation. And, do we choose our, do we come in as a soul family? I believe we do. And, I was the child and he was the mom, or, reverse roles that we have. And I know lots of people out there who are listening know more about that than I do, but I do believe in all that. So, we come back, usually come back together.
Yeah, that definitely was not a fluke.
Anyway, it was special and sort of odd at the same time, but I love it. I love that kind of stuff. So, yeah, pretty cool.
Wow,
Yeah, so,
very powerful.
yeah, it is for sure. So, I'm gonna look at that a little more, maybe meditate on it a little more.
Oh, yeah.
Do pay attention a little more because I don't always pay attention to certain things, and I don't know,
You
could put
know, I just have to say that I think, you know, there was a lot of things going on with your granddaughter, and it's
oh
almost like you opened a different, not a portal, I don't know what to call it.
an avenue, maybe just an
Yeah,
opening,
connection
like a,
avenue
the heart
with
space is
children.
open. Yeah, the heart space is more open. Because I feel her and I love her, and it's like, and I cannot be with her. And so, therefore, I long for that. So, there's a longing and a need. And, I just have to keep on keeping on. So, maybe that's part of it. Yeah. That little sweet little girl.
Well, I'm hoping that
Oh.
you get to go visit her, or she can come visit you soon.
Yeah, maybe within a year, we'll see what happens there.
Yeah.
It's all in the, it's all in the legal mumbo jumbo right now with them, but I really appreciate that family. And, my grandson did, they did have a visit with her, although I don't know much about it. They haven't, they, I guess they, I think that my grandson probably doesn't want to talk to me too much because then I would ask too many questions, and it makes it too difficult for them. So I'm letting things be. And that's not always easy either. We'll see what happens.
I totally believe that this is all going to happen, you know, for highest good.
Absolutely. Yeah, I do believe
We've all got our journeys.
that.
Yeah, she sure is cute. I've seen her
Yeah,
pictures. You
she's
showed me her pictures, and she's so cute.
adorable. Yeah, she's cutie. Yep.
Well, let's see who's in Facebook. Who's here?
I'm trying to get there and I'm having trouble.
Yeah. I've had weird stuff. I had trouble getting my banking. It took me a little time to get on because I had to call my bank again. You know, and I know they're protecting me, but oh my gosh, at least let me in.
For sure.
Thank you for protecting me, but gosh, let me in. Jay wants to get paid.
Exactly. Wow.
So
yeah, that's happened quite a bit in the last.
Anyway, it looks like Pamela. Hi, Pamela. So happy you're here.
Here we are. I'm finally on. I got it.
And she says, thanks for producing Wizard Jay. And he is a wizard.
He is, yes.
I'm having all kinds of issues with my computer and my sound, and I don't know what I'm going to do with that. We'll see. Renee, thanks for being here. Happy Thursday to you, too. Did you get in?
Yeah, I'm looking like the Denise says, from the mouths of babes. Yeah, that's true. Crazy. And then Maya is here, and Quelly.
Yeah.
Hey guys, thanks for listening. Hopefully we have something good to say.
Yeah.
Teach, teaching.
Oh, we do. We always have lots to say. We got a lot.
We got stuff. Yeah, we got
stuff. We run
stuff.
Right to the end, actually. I had an interesting weekend. I went to
yes.
Heal the Healers and Estes Park. It was at the YMCA camp, sort of. I mean, that's a very, very old place. It was
really?
It was unusual. It was hard for me because I was struggling with oxygen. And I was cranky driving up there. I guess I was a little nervous because I haven't driven in the mountains for a long, long time. But I was like desperate to get up there. I'm so ready for changes in my life.
Yeah.
And I was ready for this. I just knew I was supposed to go. Everything fell into place. Just synchronicities fell into place for me to be able to go to this. Gail Fowler puts this together. She's an amazing shaman, healer, and coordinator for this type of things, for Heal the Healers and for a lot of the metaphysical shows that we have. She put it together and it was magnificent in a lot of ways. Yes and no. Everybody who showed up was supposed to be there. And I was one of them, lucky for me. And when I was getting ready to go, I always take my Kindle so I can read at night because there's no telephone or no television up there. So, you know, I was going to take my Kindle and it just went black. The screen went black. It's like, oh, man. But I did have my journal with me, you know, and I think that was the purpose of the Kindle not working. Because when I got up there, I did a lot of journaling about the meditations and so much that I let go of a lot of stuff. There were a lot of tears, and I released a lot of bottled up toxic emotions.
Sure.
So you know, I've had a lot of family problems too, and health issues, and just being tired. I mean, I'm going to be 74 years old. It just seems like, wow, you know, enough.
I know, but
when the physical stuff it starts happening.
Yeah, it wears you down more, but you're back.
Oh, yeah.
Think of
oh,
that.
Yeah.
You're back. I'm back. So
yes,
now it's time for you to heal the other, you know, part of you. So
oh, yeah.
And, you know, giving to yourself like that. And like you said, everything fell into place. That was amazing that it all worked out for you. So it was meant to be.
All the subjects that were brought up there were all really targeted at things that I was experiencing. And it was, I didn't want to talk about it so much because I didn't want to monopolize the whole group. But I was trying to keep my mouth shut. There was just so much that happened there that was brought up. That was just, you know, like made to order for me. And guess what? When I got home, my Kindle worked.
How funny.
Yeah. And I've got all my journaling. And I think it's going to be something that I'm going to be working on for quite some time. So, you know, if you all got a chance, opportunity, to go out and go to something like that, workshop, and just in working, healing yourself, because we all give so much to each other in so many ways. But, you know, giving to yourself, allowing that to happen is so powerful and needed.
Is that, I think that's only the second one that she's done, isn't it? Or a third one?
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, she did one on with Bigfoot.
Oh, Bigfoot.
Yeah, that one up in Pine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I guess that was a lot of fun. People went to that one. But she did another one last year up by Crestone, Colorado.
Okay.
And I know a couple people that went that said it was wonderful. For me, it's hard. The mountains are hard because my oxygen level is just.
Yeah,
I love the mountains so much. So I take oxygen up there with me.
Was that a picture I saw of the elk? Was that?
No, those were deer. They were right outside my patio door.
Wow, that's beautiful.
They were. I mean, it's a very old place, so there were noises. We had noises and stuff going on. You know. All those days, I hardly slept except for the very last night I finally got some sleep. But there'd be like clang, 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 clang. And I don't know if it was something in the walls. Other people, of course, were smudging and doing energy work and everything.
Oh, yeah.
I just kind of wrote it off to some kind of weird noise in the wall. But it was enough to wake me up. I just
couldn't
get to sleep and wake up. It's like, oh, please. I got to get some sleep.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe it was just spirit was like, hey, you know, they were all excited, you know, that you guys were there.
I guess. I guess that I was definitely there for a purpose.
Yeah, that's great. I was glad that you got to go. Really cool. I know this sounds irrelevant, but what's the elevation up there?
You know? I don't know. I know it's higher than here because, you know, as I got back down, I don't need to use my oxygen anymore down here. But you know, Colorado or Denver is really high too. We are the Mile High City, so it's much higher up there.
Yeah, probably close to 10, 9.
Yeah,
I mean you're not above the tree line, but
right,
yeah, pretty high.
Definitely up there, you know. And it wasn't in the city. The city is so busy there, so many people. I mean, the tourists just come and you have to search for a place to park. And we only went into the town once, and that was for dinner one night. Outside of all that in the Rocky Mountains. And
it's gorgeous. Yeah, it is gorgeous.
Yeah, it was beautiful. And seeing the deer, that was just great. They know it's a safe place for them.
What's that?
They know it's a safe place for them.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah. Well, I'm going to try to get to the Stanley sometime. And if I could ever afford to stay there, I'd like to stay there just one night just to experience that.
Oh, the Stanley?
Yeah.
I know they sold it, and I'm not sure if it's still going to be a hotel or not.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Shoot. Boy. All right. Well.
Yeah. You better do it soon.
Better do it soon. Yeah. I don't know.
You deserve it.
It would be fun. I just want to experience that.
You need a little time out.
Yeah. We'll see. Well, are you going to do scopes today?
I suppose so. I wrote them. So I guess I channeled them last night this morning I was done. They all came through yesterday.
Well, that's cool. Very cool.
So, yeah. I better get it cracking here.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to do the card. I'm going to pull the key cards today. Something different. We'll see what happens.
Yep. Cool. You know, I just wanted to ask everyone to excuse me if I cough, because for some reason my computer doesn't mute, and my voice gets a little scratchy and I cough. So I'm trying, and hopefully my dog, well, she's sleeping. What a good girl, she's sleeping. she'll be quiet, I hope. Anyway, let's get started. This is, you know, mostly for September 1st, of course, your sun sign, your moon, and ascendant, you know, look at all of these areas. And when I do these weekly, it doesn't mean that your you're locked into 1 week. It's kind of for the whole month of September, all of these. But, you know, it's kind of sectioned off into little pieces. Otherwise, we'd be on the radio all day long. Probably. Okay, so Aries, you might not be happy with progress in some areas of your life. Maybe you feel uncomfortable where you are. The collective wants to remind you that this may be a time to lean into that awkward feeling, to resolve some of the issues that are going on so you can feel safe to move on. I do feel, you know, see a moving on of some sort or another. Stay in the present right now and avoid picturing how things could have been in the past or how they should have been. You can't focus that. You can't force this issue. It just has to come forward by itself. But help by it will help to relax and allow the universe to work its magic, because there's a lot going on right now that's wanting to help you make those changes. And that's what I have for Aries.
Okay, the card is heart opening. Listen, opening your heart center and listening to your intuition will always lead you in the right direction. You now have the opportunity to let down the walls that you created from past wounds. Let your light shine from your heart to experience what the universe has always wanted for you.
Ah, nice. Like that. Okay, Taurus. Recognizing the rhythm of the universe and changing of the seasons is really beneficial right now in many ways. The collective guides you to pull back and rest a while. Rest while the universe offers synchronicities. You're kind of getting that whole vibe with almost everybody right now to pull back and allow the universe to do its work. Things are falling into place. And I know that you would like to have what you want right now. I want it right now. But you need to allow the universe to set the stage. There's like a set stage being set here. So the new actors can come in or whatever. Don't let other people's stuff become your problem. Resist becoming emotionally hooked into a situation that is not of your creation. Keep your boundaries. And that's what I have for Taurus.
So the card is intuition wisdom. Honor your innate ability to see psychically and trust your gut feelings. Trust your guidance and the vibrations that you feel. When you truly step into your abilities, all of your senses rush in. Look into expanding your gifts by taking classes, journaling, meditating, and listening to your inner voice.
Cool. Gemini. There may be a difficult decision to make. I see you saying yes, then no, then yes, then no. You're very conflicted about something. Wait until the cloudiness disappears. Then you'll have a lot more clarity. Don't allow someone else to push you into something that you're not 100% ready to commit to. Remember, it's okay to seek help from others when you need it, but let your own conscience and inner guidance kind of steer where you're going. Let your inner guidance drive in the driver's seat. They're showing me in the driver's seat. Sorry, I've got all this stuff coming in. I'm trying to read, and they're trying to bust in at the same time. It's odd. My life is very strange. Anyway, that's what I've got for Gemini.
The creativity card and discovery. One of the ways the divine wants to connect with you is through creative expression. It gets you out of your busy mind to feel, listen, and know how best to flow the energy through you. You're being called to tap into your creative side to reconnect and discover your many talents. Be open to process and let it flow without judging yourself.
I like that.
More simple, but effective.
Uh-huh. Cancer. Sometimes rescuing someone gets your mind off of your own issues. You know, sometimes when we get all involved in everybody else's stuff, that we don't have to deal with our own. It's okay to help a little, but don't turn it into a crusade. You have a thing for lost causes sometimes. And be aware of your involvement and ask for somebody else's opinion. Say, well, what do you think about this? Somebody who's not involved. Also, trust your intuition. The collective is talking about that gut feeling that you get. Intuition and emotional response to a person or a situation are two different things. You know, you've got your intuition, and then emotionally, you know, you want to reach out to that person. But there's a difference there. And you know, have your boundaries and be able to recognize the difference. That's what I have for a Cancer.
And the card is reclaim. Your strength is needed to pull back your power and gain perspective of the situation. You have gone through an emotional sacrifice for too long. It's time to claim, balance, and nurture yourself by standing in your own power.
Ooh, that's big for Cancer,
Yeah, that was perfect for what
huh?
you said.
Yeah, I know a lot of Cancers.
Yeah, we know one in common, right?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Oh my gosh.
A special one.
Yep, a handful.
Yes, the handful, yes.
Yeah. Okay, Leo. The message for you this month is to use your Leo charm to enlist the help of others. You're not being deceptive, just charming. You can accomplish a lot this month, but you need some help. Breaking out of old patterns and stepping into the new feels positive and productive. I see a new creative ideas that are going to be offered to you. And it kind of feels like a divine intervention coming through. It's like one thing will happen that kind of turns you in a different direction or is offered to you. And it just seems like out of the blue, I just, you know, see that the hand, you know, out of the sky offering something in the palm of the hand for you. And that's what I have for Leo.
The card is revealed. The situation will reveal to you the intention behind it, whether it's you betraying yourself in some way or another person or situation. You're being asked to unmask the truth by removing any blinders that hinder the clarity that is needed.
Wow. Virgo, closing the curtain on one situation creates a mystery. I see the Fool card, stepping out into the unknown and trusting that all will be well. Is not about what you'll gain financially or a higher status in the community. It's all about the journey. You're wary of playing it safe. And now is the time to take a huge step forward without the training wheels and just step into this new realm is what I'm seeing. Family, friends, and alliances played a considerable part in the last act. And you are unsure of who will be standing on the stage when your curtain opens. But I'm hearing have faith. That all is going to be well. There's a little apprehension there, but it's time to let loose and move past some of the things that have been kind of holding you back on your path. That's what I have for Virgo.
Well, it's the perfect card because it's about release. It's time to release old conditioning and to step into the new way of being. The old story and past cycles of blame, shame, and guilt need to move out. Take inventory of what no longer resonates and what isn't your burden to carry. Unload what has been weighing you down.
Wow. Like that.
Yeah, it's cool.
Oh, we've got, ooh, check in the chat room. A quick peek here. I am really having trouble grounding today. I have to apologize. Everybody's like
Oh,
trying to ground. Ugh.
that's because you're up at the elevation for
Yeah,
the
could be.
weekend.
Yeah, trying to,
You're
you
still
know.
high, flying high there.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Oh, I just see all our folks here. Nothing new.
No.
Okay. Yeah, fine. Let me get back. Navigating my computer.
Yeah, we did Virgo, so next.
Yeah. So Libra. Libra, I see trees around you, and Master Buddha is sitting under one of them. He has a group surround of people surrounding him. He looks like it's a circle around him, and you are one of those people. You seek wisdom from a different source, and you have been called to the tree of life. Buddha reminds us that the source is always the same, the one source, that the path can be different about how we get there. It could be collective with a group of people, or it could be individually, whether you want to join up with other people or just, you know, touch in with this powerful energy individually. It makes no difference how you get there as long as you arrive. This tree is connected to the divine and creates a bridge of connection and understanding and of spiritual growth. Be ready for changes. That's what I have for Libra.
Perspective is the card. A change in perspective is needed to view you or the situation with compassion. The root core of pain is often associated with how you may view yourself or the situation from a wounded place. Choosing to heal this brings the broken pieces back together to create a healthy viewpoint.
Yeah. Okay. Scorpio, there may be some misconceptions concerning your intentions. Somebody might be thinking that you have this or that intention, and that's not even what you're thinking about. Your intentions are totally different than what they appear to be to other people or to a certain person. Make sure that you bring clarity into conversations and ask people questions to verify that they understand where you're coming from and that they understand what you're saying. Sometimes people jump to conclusions and think that what you said is the truth, but it's their truth. It's like they're just hearing what's going on in their mind. And that might be very different than yours. You kind of have to probe people because there's assumptions, a lot of assumptions around you right now. You might decide to put some things on hold right now. Recharge and wait for your energy to come back. Use your intuition to guide you to the right foods and activities that support self-care. That's what I have for Scorpio.
Well, I'm Scorpio. That's so spot on for what's going on here. Anyway, the card is balance needed relationships. Make sure all of your relationships are equal and balanced with giving and receiving. If they are out of rhythm, then the other is sacrificing and can't sustain itself. Therefore, it will create more obstacles to overcome. Know you are worthy and deserve respect in all ways.
Go. Sagittarius, be the change that you want to see in the world. I know you've heard that before, but it really rings true for you right now. If you want love, give love. If you want peace, become peaceful. I get the word soulful journey. That can be external, going somewhere, or internally, seeking peace from within. The key is to stop trying to control a situation and allow the pieces to fall into place. I hear surrender and listen to the voice within. Make allowances for a change of heart and a change of perspective. Let love guide the way. That's what I have for Sagittarius.
The card is balance. Taking time to replenish your mind, body, and soul is a must. Enjoy this time to reconnect and make yourself a priority. Ask yourself, what is serving me and what is taking from me? Much can be revealed when you stop putting yourself at the bottom of the list.
Yeah, I tend to give 150%, you know, of themselves. And that makes it a little more difficult for them. Okay. Second here. Capricorn, I get a feminine influence working with you. She's the keeper of mother energy and awaits your permission to the limits and limitations that you've experienced when you've done. So she can infuse. Let me go back here. Let me start over. Sorry, Capricorn. I get a feminine influence working with you. She's the keeper of mother energy, and she awaits your permission to move the limits that you experienced when you were young, so she can infuse your being with the love that she has to share. You know, there were some things that from when you were young that were very difficult, and it created some limitations emotionally, spiritually, maybe physically. But she really wants to support you and help you. I get this wonderful, loving feeling from her. Some things may be withheld, but now you have the opportunity to embody this love. No, some things have been withheld. You've been working for some time, so be still. Be now and accept what is happening. Just allow this energy to come through. You know, what I look at, Capricorn, what I see is someone trying to protect themselves, the boundaries, the emotional boundaries, and almost kind of fearful of the love that they want and that they need. But it's time to accept that and surrender and allow that love to come in and flow through you. That's what I have for Capricorn.
And the card is time to evolve. It's not a negative situation, but a necessary one. Having the awareness to see it from your soul's perspective, that you chose much of this before you incarnated, is needed. This releases the victimhood mentality and pulls back your power. We must go through trials and tribulations as an opportunity to evolve. How you choose to interpret the situation hinges on your growth or not. Big stuff.
Wow. Okay. Aquarius, we didn't even take a break, did we?
Nope.
Okay. Aquarius, the old ways, let me change my screen a little bit here. Aquarius, the old ways are no longer effective and don't work as well as they used to. You seek change. Your desires and goals have been stagnant for some time. But know that there's a lot of movement happening in the background. The universe is setting up possibilities and synchronicities that make positive changes in your life experience. New people and opportunities are available, but you need to also do your part. Your part is a willingness to be honest, open, and authentic with yourself. Don't think that your way is the only way. That will keep you right where you are. Be open. Get out of your own way and put yourself in positions that will help you grow and meet new people and have new opportunities. That's what I have for Aquarius.
The card is childhood wound and retrieve. Your inner child is looking to heal so you can move on by understanding the situation in a new light. Going within to heal requires self-love and compassion. Gaining perspective through energy work or therapy can be very helpful to access tools to empower your inner child.
Pisces, last but not least, Pisces. You've had so many experiences that you can share with others. Some good and some are heartbreaking. I see people looking at you and listening to you looking for wisdom and direction. So know that whatever you're saying, you need to take kind of serious right now, because it's like you have this big megaphone and people are really paying attention to what you're saying and internalizing some of this. Choose your words and actions very carefully and ensure that you speak the truth. Sometimes the truth and your truth and someone else's truth are totally different. So, you know, handle things gingerly, let's say. You might be moving into a more independent lifestyle at work or in your personal life. Boundaries have been a real theme for you throughout the summer months. I'm getting that you're building up an immunity to toxic situations or toxic people. And these seem to be also things that have reoccurred in your life, experiences or people who have been coming into your life, and you're building up that immunity. So good on you, Pisces. That's what I've got for Pisces.
And the card is good news, positivity. Your prayers have been heard. Good news is on the way. The universe wants you to have expectancy of positive outcomes in your life. You have the power to manifest what you desire of your highest good by co-creating with Source. Now is the time to celebrate.
Nice. Very good. Wow, we've gone through that. Let's see what's going on. Denise, lots to think about for Cappy. The scope and the card were hitting the mark for me. Oh, good. I am so sorry. I'm so spaced out today. I'm really having a little difficulty grounding. And what can I say? Wow.
That's awesome. her mom's going to be 92.
Yeah.
Saturday. Wow.
That's big.
Yeah.
I don't know that I'll ever see that. I mean, she's lived a lot of life. Let's see what spirit. I see a lot of beautiful energy around her. It's like a green kind of healing energy. But, you know, it's out in the outsides of her aura, this green color. I am so sorry.
Well, I'm also getting that she is very sweet, but she carries a lot of power. She has a lot of personal power. So, yeah, I feel like her mom has. So maybe that's the green, you know, the healing, the, you know, just that wonderful energy, you know, that a lot of healers carry that. They don't even know it.
But, right. No, you know, no, got a cat. I see a cat. I don't know if it's physically or in spirit. That energy that she carries with her. And her heart. She has some mixed emotions about things. Of course, we all do, you know, especially where she's at right now with her life. But there's a beautiful, and I'm seeing the Book of Life. You know, I don't know, she might be thinking about some of the things of her past right now and going through these interesting facts and things that go way, way back, you know, to when she was a baby. But this Book of Life is very strong right now. And I see a guided teacher kind of holding that for her and holding that open so she can look at these things. And there's still more to be written there, is what he's saying. So, yeah. Do you have anything else?
Yeah, I feel like she's sharing her wisdom with family and friends right now. And that's kind of what I just see her sitting in her own, like, personal power and being able to give this wisdom or this teaching or, you know, direction to people, you know. And I feel like she's really well loved. She has a lot of love around her.
Yeah. Yes, she does. And she feels supported.
Yeah.
She does.
Yeah, I think so.
So next week, is it next week? Yeah, Dana is going to be with us next week, and Dana Suazo, she does the
is it the angelic?
Yeah, the seraphim, Seraph Adalian is his name, and he is the seraphim over the North American continent. It's so hard for me to explain this because I've done her classes and such. They're not really classes, they're an experience where you're exploded with all this energy. And a lot of it has to do with the earth. And ever since, you know, well, I had already started recycling stuff and things like that and making that a big part of my life. And then this opportunity with Dana came up. And it seems like I'm even being more and more conscious of the earth energy ever since I started taking the classes and the meditations with her. I think she's going to do a meditation. So I hope
Yeah,
everybody.
I'd love to know more about it. I didn't get to take the class, but yeah, I think it'll be really rewarding.
Yeah,
So.
and the experiences are that you have during the meditation and such are really big. And it seems simple, but it's really complex in some ways. But I'm looking forward to her being with us. She is just a sweetheart of a person. She was at the retreat this weekend and helped me a lot. She's so helpful and a loving person. A great healer, a very good healer. She's done a lot of energy work on me, which I absolutely appreciate so much. She helped me doing some energy work up there too, because I was having trouble breathing and couldn't keep up with everybody walking. It's kind of an odd place up there because, you know, they don't have elevators or anything like that. Very, very old building. So my room was probably, I would say, 2 blocks away from. It was all in one place, but they'd be like 2 blocks away from the meeting room and back and forth. I think I was probably a little bit late to some of the classes and stuff, but everybody was so kind and loving. But she helped me a lot with the energy work, which really released a lot of stuff and kind of helped me ground a little bit up there. I was really having a lot of difficulty just getting around, but not that bad. I mean, for me, it was. I'm a Virgo. We're used to being very independent. I mean, my sun sign is Virgo. My ascendant, Mercury, Venus, Saturn, all Virgo. I was born with Virgo in retrograde, so it's like a complex time of the year for me.
Well, and also, you know, being at altitude, I mean, it's a little harder to get around. You got to, you know, just slow down a little bit. But I think that you got what you needed. You know, you healed, you had support, you had a lot of love around you. And everybody was there for the same purpose, the same reason. All healing. And so, you know, if you're a little bit late, they knew you were coming anyway. So it was all good. I'm just glad you got to do it. I think it was a really good
I'm hoping to have some guests from there. There were the dragon ladies there, and they make these beautiful dragons. And they channel dragon energy. And the meditation, oh my God, the meditation was like off the hook. So
deep, powerful.
Yeah. And then the dragons came in, and I'm really hoping to get them on the show for an interview. They do their dragon meditations at St. Andrew's Church in Arvada, Colorado, once a month. It was there. You know, I've seen them at fairs, but just as they were selling stuff, selling their dragons, and didn't know that they did these fabulous meditations. And they had something, it was like on the ceiling, the lights. And they were like these beautiful dragons that were just kind of swirling around over us. And it was very powerful. We'll have to go out there someday, you know, because they do it once a month. I know you'd love it.
I would love it, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like very immersive. It's like, I don't know, probably not the same thing. But when I was a kid, I grew up in Pittsburgh, and we used to go to the Buell Planetarium. And you're sitting there and watching all the stars and all that stuff. It's probably the same kind of feeling, you know.
Yeah, it was kind of like that. But they were dragons. They were different colored dragons.
Yeah, I love it.
And very just surreal. It was
magical.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's magical. Yeah.
And then Carol Quinn, I don't know if you know her or not. I know you know her.
We just see her.
At the fairs. And she mostly sells her stones and such to people who are healers and readers, not so much the general public a lot of the time, even though she does, you know, do the shows. But she brought out some, did wonderful meditations. Oh my God, that was so cool. And she gave us certain stones for different grids in working with different areas.
Right.
Working with elemental energies, that was so powerful for me. It was huge. I think we're starting to run out of time a little bit here.
Oh, we got 5 minutes at least.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So she did, we did this one meditation with elementals, and it took me, Mother Earth was so powerful to me.
Mm.
I had such a huge, huge experience
Love it.
With Mother Earth and the things she said to me. It connected me with my own mother. There were a lot of tears. I think it took me back to the night before my mother passed. Because I was taking care of her a lot. And she was having a terrible night. And she fell out of bed. And I had a terrible time picking her up and getting her back in. But, you know, she was open. I did a rosary for her. I'm not a practicing Catholic, but it was the right thing to do. And the next day she was able to go ahead and pass. She was having so much difficulty, but that was so emotional. And my experience with Mother Gaia was huge. It was like I suddenly, during this experience, I was part of the earth. Just one of the cells in the part of the earth. And she said to me, you come from the earth and you'll return to the earth. And she talked about, after we leave our bodies and going back to the earth, and how the ego and such is cleared away. And we come back in, you know, little sparks of people. Like somebody who does something that reminds you of somebody you
knew
in the past, but it's not that person. It's just a part of that person's essence, that soul essence, that comes back and through. And I don't know if I'm explaining this right.
No, it's beautiful, Kay. It's just beautiful.
But, it was very, very powerful. Simple, but powerful.
Yeah, hopefully we can have Dana share some of that. Her experiences also being at the retreat, and then also, you know, her healing with the angels and all that she does. And
She's a sound healer too. She does wonderful sound healing.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that was powerful.
That's amazing too. Yeah.
So you want to wrap it up here? I just want to remind you all that Maureen and I are readers on one to you can give us a call or a chat or whatever.
Yep.
I'm happy to connect with you. I don't think we have, you know, we're the last show of the week. So the last live show for the week. Anyway, I'm so glad that y'all are here with us today. Did you have anything you wanted to add, Marie?
Well, would you like me to read Louise Hay?
I would love that. Yeah.
Okay. So in closing, I will read this from Louise Hay. In the infinity of life where I am, all is perfect, whole, and complete. I accept perfect health as the natural state of my being. I now consciously release any mental patterns within me that would express as dis-ease in any way. I love and approve of myself. I love and approve of my body. I feed it nourishing foods and beverages. I exercise it in ways that are fun. I recognize my body as a wondrous and magnificent machine, and I feel privileged to live in it. I love lots of energy. All is well in my world.
Nice. Okay, we will be back next week, and Dana will be our guest. I don't think we'll be doing scopes, but I'll probably post them anyway. You can always get them on my website, too, kdragon.com, and on when to listen on the that page. But anyway, y'all have a wonderful week.
Bye.
See you again next week.
See ya.